By midnight on Monday, the families of those killed in the September 11th attacks must make a difficult choice. They can either give up their rights to sue and take money from the federal government, or they can go it alone. December 22nd is the official deadline for application to the Victim Compensation Fund. The money was set aside just a few weeks after the attacks to help families and to shield the airline industry from crippling lawsuits. NPR's Robert Smith spoke with families that will take the money and those that won't, and he has this report.
In a small studio apartment in Greenwich Village, Charlie Wolf barely has the room to turn around. He runs a business distributing dietary supplements out of one corner. In the other corner is piled his wife's history, packed into boxes.
You would think that 2.25 years after the death of a spouse, that you would all be done with all this stuff. And it's not.
This is, like, for instance, all of her job search stuff. All of her, these are all her organization, these files here.
He rifles through the documentation of a life. Catherine Wolf was an executive assistant at Marsh & McLennan in the World Trade Center, Tower 1. She worked on the 97th floor, about where that first plane hit. Wolf's got all the facts on paper, but he's not keeping this stuff to be sentimental. Wolf has decided to apply to the Victim Compensation Fund. And sometime next year, he'll bring these boxes into a hearing to try to prove what Catherine's life was worth.
For instance, these are all the cards that I received after 9/11. I want someone to count them. I just want to know. I don't dare, because that'll pull you back.
For the last 2 years, Wolf has struggled personally and publicly with whether he was going to apply to the fund. Like most of the families, he wasn't paying much attention to politics when the fund was created by Congress just 2 weeks after the attacks. It was part of the $15 billion bailout of the airline industry. The federal government offered to compensate families for lost wages and pain and suffering if they would forgo filing lawsuits. Wolf didn't see the details until months later on a website.
I logged on, downloaded the rules. I go, what? What?
The payment for pain and suffering was set at $250,000.
The pain that was enough to cause people to jump from the 102nd floor of the World Trade Center, and the kind of pain they went through was worth $250,000, and the pain that widows and children had gone through was worth $50,000. Had no connection to reality.
Wolf wasn't the only angry one. Many families complained about the suggested amounts, and especially the part where the federal government deducted the amount of life insurance payouts from the final awards. Wolf says the bigger insult was when they were lectured to by the special master appointed to run the fund, Kenneth Feinberg.
My God, I thought I was listening to a used car salesman. Either that or a lawyer summing up a case in front of a jury. I mean, we were really being sold. Sign up and sign up now. Sign here and sign now.
Kenneth Feinberg was appointed to be special master of the fund because he was used to dealing with tragedy. He'd been a lawyer or a mediator in some of the nation's biggest liability cases, like Agent Orange and asbestos. He was an expert in putting monetary figures on death and injury. But in the early days of the fund, some family members found him cold and abrasive. Few signed up at first. But Feinberg says this was to be expected.
This program was established, as you know, so soon after 9/11 that the grief quotient here is very high. Many, many families feel that they have not yet got over the grief associated with 9/11, that they never will, but that they certainly are not ready to put pen to paper.
Up until 6 weeks ago, fewer than half of the victims' families had applied to the fund. Charlie Wolf had started to call publicly for reform to the program, and he ran a website called Fix the Fund. Then Wolf says something happened this spring. At one meeting with the families, he suddenly heard Feinberg expressing empathy. Feinberg was showing his willingness to meet with families one-on-one and be more flexible about the rules.
The whole tone of what he was doing, he realized that, my goodness, he is going to make this thing fair. He is going to make it fair. And there's just so many things that he said on that day that I said, this is it.
That was enough for Wolf. He applied for the fund, and others did too. As of this week, at least 85% of the families have given up their right to sue and taken the money. The average payout so far, $1.78 million. Feinberg downplays his own role in convincing the families. He says that a lot of the anger dissipated when people saw how the money was given out fairly.
I think time also plays a key role here. It may only be a couple of years and a few months since 9/11, but every day that goes by, I think families more and more recognize the necessity of, you know, moving on as best they can. And I think that has a lot to do with it as well. But I don't deny some change in my approach. I think that that was inevitable when I took this on.
But for all the talk about the necessity of moving on, there are still a few people, like Monica Gabrielle, who want no part of it.
There is no moving on. What it is I think, trying to take this and put it in a place where you control it and it doesn't control you.
In her Manhattan apartment, Gabrielle says there's little that doesn't remind her of her husband Rich, an insurance broker at the World Trade Center. Unlike many of the victims' families, Gabrielle knows exactly what happened to her loved one. He was pinned under some falling granite on the 78th floor of Tower 2, and he was still alive when the building collapsed. It was this specific knowledge that began to fuel Gabrielle's anger. At first, she was angry at the airlines.
One plane I could have forgiven. Two planes, you know, you missed it. Four planes is unconscionable. You had four opportunities to stop it, and you didn't.
Then she found out later that firefighters made it up to the floor where Rich was pinned. If the building had stayed up even a half an hour longer, she says, he might have made it out. That made her angry at the building designers and the Port Authority who owned it.
I want accountability. I want the people that are responsible for the failures of 9/11 held accountable.
If the Victim Compensation Fund means putting that anger behind her, Gabrielle wants none of it. She wants to sue everyone, pressure anyone who can give her answers. She's become a passionate advocate for new skyscraper safety rules. She can't explain how a formerly private person who barely followed politics has become such an activist.
I have nothing else to do. My life has been destroyed. In reinventing my life, this has become a big part of it.
But as most families have decided to take the fund, Gabrielle is finding her quest more lonely. Others tell her that the lawsuits will take years, that she may never find out anything, that she may never get as much money as the fund is offering. Gabrielle doesn't care.
What would be the joy? What would be the satisfaction in having Ken Feinberg write me a check to go away? My husband's not here. My daughter is still without a father. Our lives are turned upside down. You know, it's not going to be that almighty fix-all.
And on that last point, the special master of the fund, Kenneth Feinberg, might agree. He often says to families that the money in the fund can only bring a thimble full of relief, but it can't resolve the pain. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.